Spring, and I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, today we have Jan Martel. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the Middle East today, and she has her own radio program. We're looking forward to getting her views on that or really whatever she'd like to talk to. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's an honor. Thank you, Stan.
Well, why don't you pick up and tell us what your thoughts are?
Well, I guess if we're going to look at the Middle East, I think that the, which happens to be kind of the emphasis of my ministry, Olive Tree Ministries, is I think that the future is very cloudy as to exactly what's going to happen. I think that this exercise in futility that so many want to beat the drumbeat of signing some sort of a peace accord or truce or signing any kind of a paper, it stretches credulity when you understand the enemy, because the enemy of Israel is the enemy of the whole world, and that's radical Islam. And you just don't negotiate with them. The more you negotiate with them, the more you appease them, the more wicked they get.
All right. Well, of course, the problem that we have, you know, at the present time, at least in the Near East, is everybody wants to, you know, choose up sides. You want to be on Israel's side.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be on Lebanon's side. And, of course, nobody ever mentions that half the Lebanese are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the other half are. And, of course, I think that rather than try to choose up sides and say who's right and who's wrong, is try to question how we got into this awful mess where we are. I mean, certainly Hezbollah was not, lobbing any significant numbers of rockets into Israel. They had not crossed into Israel, not crossed the line there, until after we drove Syria out, forced Syria to leave the company, leave Lebanon. And when we did that, of course, there was no one to restrain the Hezbollah, because the Lebanese government we did not help to strengthen. They were weak. They have an inadequate army. They have an inadequate structure. And Hezbollah was really far stronger militarily than the Lebanese army. And that wasn't the case until we forced Syria to leave. So, I mean, where do we lay the blame?
Well, all that you say is correct. That is very, very correct. And we can go back to 1983. When we did have American Marines there in Lebanon and near Beirut, and, of course, Hezbollah blew up the Marine barracks and killed almost 300. I happen to remember I was waiting in an airport after a speaking engagement and was watching the television right as that was breaking. But then if we jump up here to more modern, more recent years anyway, you're right. The Cedar Revolution happened some 6 to 8 months ago, where we thought, and I think it was fiction, but we thought Lebanon was turning into a democracy and Syria was chased out, but not really. Syria still is the puppet government of Lebanon. And I think that, again, there's a little bit of delusion going on when it comes to... Here's what I believe kind of the bottom line is. Now, first of all, you are right. In Lebanon, half of them are Christian and probably half are Muslim. Christians are Maronites, Greek Orthodox, Catholic, a handful, I'm sure, of evangelicals. But I think the delusion comes in when we think that a basically Muslim-dominated country is going to be a democracy. I don't think that's going to work anywhere.
And I think we see it happening. Well, yet that is the intent. I mean, our government keeps saying we're going to establish democracy. George Bush keeps saying we're going to have democracy in Iraq, we're going to have democracy in Afghanistan, we're going to have democracy in Iran and Syria. We're going to bring democracy to the whole world. And why would he want to do that? Our founding fathers created to be public because they knew democracies don't work. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Jan Markell. We're talking about what's going on in the Near East, and we'll be talking about what's going on in the Middle East as well. And it seems that our leaders, you know, are intent upon installing democracy all throughout the world. That seems to be their basic thrust. And yet, of course, if you read the Federalist Papers, you'll find that James Madison has said democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention. Tension are air incompatible with personal liberty and property, and are usually short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. So why are we trying to install democracy when no time in all recorded history of democracies really survived? Why don't we restore a republic to those countries? Or as Jay Leno recently said, you know, why don't we set them our constitution? We don't use it much anymore.
Well, those are all good thoughts. I think that the administration does not understand, and the nations they want to export democracy to basically are Muslim nations. And I have always said I don't think the administration fully comprehends Islam and all of its evil tenets, and that it is not... It's not a culture that's going to change so drastically from the kind of government it's been used to, in many cases, a dictatorship, and to something that's a free capitalist society. We watch what's going on in Iraq, and I'm one who believes Saddam needed to be taken out and those people somewhat delivered from this horrible force of evil, but I think that we are a bit whistling in the dark here when it comes to trying now to establish some sort of a democracy, for lack of a better word, in that nation. But I think it stems from a lack of understanding of Islam.
Well, I certainly agree that Saddam Hussein was a wicked man, but all through the 1980s, we financed him. We backed him. We gave him money. We gave him military supplies. We gave him intelligence so he could, go against the Iranians.
We were more afraid of Iran than Iraq.
Well, mm-hmm. then don't we bear some culpability for keeping a wicked man like that in power?
Well, I can't speak for the administration, and back then, I guess that would have been Ronald Reagan's
administration, right?
Yes. So I just think that at the time, we were very afraid, as we are, as we speak, of this nation of Iran. It has been since the Ayatollah took over. That's when the war on Islam, and notice I didn't say war on terror, because I don't care for that term, but the war on Islam began in 1979 when the Ayatollah took over in Iran, and I think we justifiably had some deep concerns. Our hostages were kept for, I think it's 444 days back in 79, and we could see the ugly head of Iran raising, but we didn't stand behind the Shah of Iran. If Jimmy Carter would have stood behind the Shah, which he did not, I'm not so sure some of this would have happened.
I think you're absolutely right. I think that the CIA did everything they could to topple the Shah of Iran.
I believe so.
Which in 1979 did not make sense. But as we see the approach of World War III, at least a major conflict with America against Iran, and at this time, maybe somebody was planning it even back then. Maybe there's some sort of a cosmic agenda that's being enacted.
Well, I think it's in the heavenlies, and I don't mean that in a godly way. I do think it's sort of a satanic conspiracy that the devil is using this Islamic influence, this Islamic violence, this Islamic heart of stone to just absolutely shake up the world. I believe it's going to play a very, very significant role, even with Antichrist. I think Antichrist will somehow make Islam work for him. He's got to do one of two things. Either make it work for him or else destroy them all. I'm not sure which it's going to be, but it's going to be one or the other.
Well, I think we're entering some very, very difficult times. And
I do too.
What really bothers me is most Americans are totally oblivious to this.
Absolutely. Stan, I'm in a ministry that honestly tries to wake people up. And if folks want to understand it a little bit better, because I've spent years building a website, olivetreeviews.org, to help educate and inform people. But as I've done that, my observation is so few want to be educated and informed that it's just a little remnant out there who care about anything.
I know. Well, that's why I do what I do, because I figure we're talking to the remnant. And
yeah,
those people who keep listening have to figure we must be onto something. I had one lady I talked to the other day, and she had been listening on a large station in upstate New York. And we're there from 11 at night until 1 in the morning. She listened for 6 months, and she said, "I finally realized that you really weren't crazy, that you were right.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to tell people what's going on, and everybody thinks I'm crazy."
Well,
that's all right. One at a time, that's all we can hope for.
Yeah, well, I have people tell me all the time that they speak with friends or relatives, loved ones, whatever, and try to tell them some of these issues, and they're just, well, they kind of are looked at like they have two heads, and the eyes glaze over, and the people just don't want to hear truth. But, that was true in the days of Noah, too. Noah built a boat for 120 years and tried to wake up that generation, and they would not be awakened.
Right.
And so it was too late.
Well, I did an interview recently with Aaron Zellman, who's with the Jews for Preservation of the Firearms, and one of the things he said I thought was so apropos. He said, "Worse is better.
Mm-hmm.
Worse
mm-hmm.
is better." And I said, "Well, could you explain that?" He said, "Yeah, things have to get a lot worse before people begin listening and things start to get better." And I think he's absolutely right. I think that we're going to be in for a time such as the American people cannot even dream of in their worst nightmares.
Well, I think we're seeing shades of that. I think that the opening round of that was, of course, 9/11, but there are some other, the economic issue I'm very concerned about, the economy with between the spiraling gas prices and two-thirds of this nation is in a drought. Our farmers cannot even get their crops out of the ground because of drought. I'm here in Minnesota, and it's the worst ever. So I think that the economy is going to, you know, Stan, there's one thing that affects every American, and that's the economy. An earthquake affects a few million or a few thousand, but or a tornado or whatever, but the economy affects everyone. And it's whatever happens has to affect everyone, or else people brush it off.
Well, I think that Jim Poplav is absolutely right when he talks about the perfect financial storm that's coming, and certainly we've sort of embellished on that in talk we give on the financial tsunami. And as you begin seeing, you know, the effect of the pension problems and the massive mm-hmm. federal debt and the massive trade deficits and the influence of the carry trade and the derivatives and the energy crisis and certainly globalism, and it's taking our jobs away. You know, and then, of course, the inflation that we're having and the really the falling of the incomes. You know, I think that we're going to see dramatic, the housing bubble, of course,
yes.
is already
right.
already a burst, and it, although we haven't had dramatic falls in the price of housing, we saw what happened in Japan back in 1991, 1992, 1993, where property dropped 80 to 90% mm-hmm. in value. People say that could never happen here, and I would simply ask, why not?
Right. Well, it can happen here.
And I love when the government comes out with their latest inflation figures, which exclude energy and food. Well, energy and food are going up. I mean, food's going up 10%, energy's going up 20%. But the inflation figures, we can tell you, which include energy and food, you know, there's only 2.2%, and we're worried about that 2.2%. And why are they worried about 2.2%? Because they're lying to us. They know that they're really running 8 to 10% inflation and destroying the value of everybody's savings, but they can't tell the American people that. Do you ever have a feeling that sometimes government intentionally deceives us?
Well, of course, there are certainly some within government that are doing that. Now, I don't know that I can paint with a broad brush and say that everybody in high office has that in mind. I think there are some with integrity. I think that those with integrity, I just wish their numbers would increase.
Well, I think that if you have integrity in government, you're just going to have to keep your mouth shut. You
yeah.
know? I mean, the things that they do, I mean, remember the story of Tillman, you know, the fellow who was shot by our own troops. But, of course, they made him out of great heroes. Mm-hmm. Story of Jessica Lynch, they're fighting till the last bullet was fired, and the great heroine, it was all contrived. I mean, everything they're telling us, you know, about what's going on, is there so much of what they're telling us, is frankly contrived. I almost think that there are people who'd rather lie than tell the truth. Why didn't they just say, with Tillman, he was killed by friendly fire, it was a terrible tragedy, instead of trying to make him out as a great hero? I think he was a hero. The fact he volunteered and gave up, you know, a promising career in football to go over and fight in this foolish Afghan war, which was not fought at all, for what we were told, because we were told, of course, we went there to get Osama bin Laden. But the plans for the battle were already on the president's desk on the very morning of September 11th, and when we had our troops on the ground in 3 weeks. How could you put a military on the ground in 3 weeks? Unless it was planned ahead of time. And if it was planned ahead of time, how did they know they're going to be able to get the American people to go along unless they knew there was going to be an incident? If they knew there was going to be an incident, why didn't they try to stop it? And who has been held responsible? If our people in government are so incompetent that they allowed 911 to happen, who was fired? Who was tried? Who was cited? Who was demoted? And the people who were responsible were promoted. How could you be that incompetent? Or maybe what happened on 911, as one of the CIA officials said in a book we carry called See No Evil, this was not a failure of intelligence, this was a success. When the dust clears after 911, the American people realized 911 wasn't an intelligence failure. It was a success. The book, Robert Baer, See No Evil.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lay's Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system. But we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings. And that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available at Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog. Dr. Stan here, and our guest today is Jan. We're talking about the Near East, or was there something you'd rather talk about than this?
About the Middle East?
Yes, huh?
No, that's my specialty.
All right, fine. Well, then what should we be doing at the present time? What do you think will happen if and when we go to war with Iran? Won't this have a dramatic impact upon all the other Muslim countries? Won't this have a dramatic impact on the oil supplies for the world?
I don't know that it's been concluded that we're going to go to war against Iran. I don't know that that's...
Well, do you think that maybe we're not then? Do you think that maybe that we will not go to war with Iran?
Well, I think that it would be much more practical for Israel, who's much closer, to take some cruise missiles and take out her nuclear reactors from Israel.
Well, because, but aren't those cruise missiles American cruise missiles? And if Israel did that, wouldn't everybody know that Israel was acting as a proxy for the United States?
They may. I don't know. I don't know that. We clearly are allies of each other. Nobody is trying to cover that up whatsoever. But I don't know that we know how this Iranian scenario is going to play out. For one thing, the Bible says Iran is going to be very, very active in the last days, and I believe we're in the last days, and that there's going to be a confederation, that Russia will be the head of it, that Iran will be a very significant part of it, and that in the last days they will invade Israel to seize her wealth. Therefore, Iran is not going to be obliterated. Iran is not going to be taken over in some democratic effort such as is going on in Iraq. It just isn't going to happen if you follow the Bible.
Now, would you believe that there's going to be one or two wars? Do you believe that the Armageddon is separate from Ezekiel 38 and 39, or just they're all in one?
I believe they're separate, but that's really an in-house discussion among prophecy teachers.
Oh, sure,
but
it is.
But if in the Gog Magog Ezekiel 38 39 war, they're burning the weapons for 7 years, I think that the Gog Magog Ezekiel war is probably right after, very much after, the rapture, as the church will be gone, the tribulation begins, and then that would be the time when this war would break out. Because you see, in that passage, Israel has no ally, not one, not America, nobody, except God. And God comes to her aid and causes her to be triumphant in that incredible invasion, which dwarfs all other invasions that she's had. So that's, I believe, it's at the opening stages.
Many Christians agree, believe that there'll be a pre-tribulation rapture. But do you think that this tends to neutralize a lot of Christians, too, with the idea that, oh, things may be getting bad, but we're going to be raptured out of here before anything happens, and as a result, an awful lot of Christians aren't doing anything, and whereas the rapture could come 10 years after America had been destroyed?
Well, I don't know Christians like that, and I've been in the ministry. I'm heading a ministry called Olive Tree Ministries, and if you don't mind, I'd like to give my website again. Just because of the information that is relevant to our day that is there. It's olivetreeviews.org. That's olivetreeviews.org. Okay, and you asked me, I don't know anyone who believes in the pre-tribulation rapture as I do, who's looking at it as an escapist type of a happening. We look at it simply from the biblical perspective. The Bible teaches a pre-tribulation rapture. So we're just following the Bible. And if you want to say that some are escapists, you can, but I don't know any. And just about everybody I know in the last 30 years of ministry believes in the pre-tribulation rapture because it's based in the Bible.
Right. Well, in other words, I certainly don't want to debate the that. People feel very, very strongly about the pre-tribulation rapture. Certainly my good friend Tim LaHaye is certainly a great advocate of that. He's written some very, very convincing books about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people, of course, who would disagree. I mean, I know Walter Martin disagreed on that. He always used to say he could never find any justification for the belief, but he prayed that he was wrong and that there would be a pre-tribulation rapture.
It should be an in-house discussion, not a battle by any means, not a cause for division.
Amen to that. And so, but under any circumstances, do you think that things are going to continue just deteriorating in the Middle East? In other words, do you think that there is any light at the end of the tunnel? Or, as far as we can tell, it's just going to be progressive, one incident after another?
Yes, until the Lord Jesus comes back and sets up his kingdom out of Jerusalem.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment here, and we're going to develop these ideas a little bit more. I want to get Jan's idea about what happened on 911 and how she feels about the fact that this seemed to be a very effective means of getting us involved.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes.
Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And would you like to get your telephone number and your website out again?
My website is Jan Markell, by the way. It's olivetreeviews.org. And we have 3 years of radio programming archived there. I do a syndicated program headquartering out of the Twin Cities called Understanding the Times. And those programs are archived. And there's about 500 articles under different categories, and it's very helpful. A lot of students use it just for research.
All right. Now, you mentioned that you feel that before this battle, perhaps this Ezekiel 38 and 39, should occur, that Israel will have no friends. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, according to the passage in Ezekiel 38 and 39, and we don't know when the timing of that is, I believe it's early in the tribulation, but we don't know for sure. But the passage says that no nation comes to help her, not America, not anybody, only God. And that, as a result, the nation, they don't turn to Jesus yet, but they have their hearts more open to the fact that God is defending them. And then through that tribulation, then Israel is dealt with spiritually all throughout the tribulation as they do come to faith in Christ. But that's why I think that the kickoff of that sort of revival, that Jewish revival, is this Ezekiel war, where God intervenes and causes her to defeat some of the toughest nations on the face of the earth, Russia, Iran, and a bunch of other Arab empires.
And, of course, the only way this could be done would be with divine intervention, because there is no earthly means by which Israel could certainly survive.
She is the size of New Jersey. She cannot defeat the empire of Russia, Iran, and many other nations that will come with them. There's no way she can do that.
I think, you know, it is fascinating as we contemplate what's going on in the Middle East and how that one little area of the world, you know, seems to be getting so much attention, is playing such an important part in the history of what's unfolding today, as it always has. You know, this one area of the world has always been the center of contention, but I think more so today than probably at any time in all throughout all history.
Well, the Bible calls it the center of the earth. I've been there many, many times, and of course, the Middle East, and more specifically Israel, is the center of, well, it's the center of several religions. It's the center economically because of oil. It's the center of just all sorts of things because of its location geographically. But the Bible calls it the center of the earth, the navel of the earth. And all things, if you want to always have something to do, just keep watching the Middle East, because it will never be out of events to keep your eye on. As we speak, these things are going on. And it always has, and it will, as I said earlier, until the Lord Jesus comes back and rules and reigns out of Jerusalem as the Prince of Peace. And then we really will have peace instead of all these false peace and safety. The Bible speaks of that in many places, the crying for peace, peace, but there is no peace. And then the Antichrist comes in with a false peace and fools the whole world.
Well, as I see what's unfolding in the Middle East and in the Near East as well, I like to point out to my listeners that most of what's going on doesn't make any sense. The fact that the Central Intelligence Agency would have toppled the Shah of Iran, who was our friend, and replaced him with the Ayatollah Khomeini's government. Khomeini obviously was going to be a thorn in our side. Obviously was going to, you know, undermine American policy there. The Shah was the bulwark against communism in the Middle East, and we bring in the Ayatollah, who worked with anybody, and who hates America, and it doesn't make sense. Unless, of course, there is some sort of a cosmic plan that the people in the CIA and Jimmy Carter and Brzezinski and all these other people in Washington, D.C., they may all have their reasons why they think they're doing things, but I suspect that they are following a plan, whether they realize it or not, because that, of course, has led us to where we are today as far as our relationships with Iran, which certainly are extremely unsettled at the present time.
Well, they are. But again, Iran's going to be a major, major power of the last days. So Iran's not going away. Whether we would have let the Shah stay in there or not, because it was a tragedy that we didn't. But even if we had, Iran is going to become an evil empire, referring back to that battle again.
All right, fine. Well, now, as far as America's involvement in Afghanistan, the president promised that we were going to go into Afghanistan because we had to get the wicked Osama bin Laden, and we were going to get him dead or alive. The president promised that. And yet they didn't try to get him. I mean, they sent in, they wouldn't let American troops go after him. They actually sent in some, Afghan mercenaries who liked Osama, and they let him escape. But once he'd escaped, we could have gone into Pakistan and gotten him. It seems that we really didn't go in there to get Osama bin Laden. It was almost as if there was another agenda. Do you honestly think that perhaps this whole thing, whether George Bush understands the real reason for it or not, is playing into the biblical scenario you talk about?
Which whole thing? You mean the war?
I mean, our going into Afghanistan, which brings our troops into the Middle East, and now, of course, into Iraq. And this whole thing, you know, certainly Saddam Hussein was a wicked man, but then so is who? The premier of China, and they're killing an awful lot of people over there and selling their, you know, their organs on the world market. And if we talk about evil people, why, we can find all sorts of evil people in every country, you know, certainly in South America. We've got Chavez and we've got Mugabe and Rhodesia. But why, of course, should they go after Saddam, who had been our friend and who we had financed, you know, for a full decade? So, you know,
I don't see that Saddam is our friend in any way, shape, or form.
But he was. We financed him.
That does not mean that he was our friend. We financed him because we were more fearful of Iran than we were of Iraq and Saddam. Saddam has never been a friend of America. There's never been an administration that has seen him as a friend.
Well, then why did we give him so much money? And why did we give him the chemical and biological weapons that he at least had stored there? I mean, we certainly helped him at every turn.
I don't know where you're getting some of this information. I don't know about us giving him chemical and biological capability. I haven't read that.
Well, I'll be glad to send you the article. You call me right after here, or I'll call you, and I'll send you the articles out of the Washington Post and other articles that show that we sent him chemical and biological material to build those weapons with. And this was, of course, during the 1980s, before we went to war with him in 1991.
Mm. I would receive that extremely skeptically. I'm afraid I can't. I don't buy that. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, you don't have to. We certainly never say anything unless we can document it from a number of reliable sources. Mm-hmm. And certainly we know that we gave him at least $5 billion, maybe even $10 billion.
Oh, but the fact is you're calling him a friend of America. It's totally absurd.
But our government treated him as a friend. And they,
no, they didn't.
They
I don't know where you're coming from. I'm sorry, but I can't follow you.
Well, I believe that we helped a very wicked and evil man. And I don't think there was any justification for helping an evil and wicked man.
Well, as I said moments ago, the greater fear was that of Iran in the 1980s, in the war between Iran and Iraq, which is what you're referring to. America was more concerned about the evils of Iran than they were about Saddam. Now, whether or not that's the wisest political decision ever made, I don't know. That's not my field of expertise, nor am I an insider, nor am I a mole that I'm able to go in and find out these inner secrets that you seem to have some insights on. I don't know where you're getting them.
Well, any of our listeners who would like to challenge what I've said, if you'll just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, we'll send you a great article from the Washington Post about when an ally becomes an enemy, going into the background of how the United States helped him. But I certainly can't ask you to take my information, although we've been researching this for about 44 years. And we have extensive files on all of these things. Would you like to take some calls from our listeners?
Sure.
All right, fine. Well, then we'll put our telephone number out. It's 1-800-259-5791. And certainly Saddam Hussein has always been a very, very evil man. But I think it was a terrible mistake ever to compromise your principles by helping one evil person over another evil person. And then the next thing, of course, would be, how do you feel about the president's response to what happened on 9-1-1? Do you think we should have pursued Osama bin Laden and tried to track him down?
Pursuing Osama bin Laden. I think that the suggestion that you made earlier that America or that our government was somehow behind 9-11, this goes into conspiratorial nonsense. I cannot buy this. I don't know where. Why would George Bush or anybody else want to be behind the catastrophe of 9/11?
I don't understand
that way of thinking.
Well, because the decision was already made to attack.
How do you know that?
Well, I would suggest a book written by Paul O'Neill, who is the Secretary of the Treasury. It's called The Price of Loyalty. And I believe it's page 96, and I would be glad to send you the page. He tells about attending a meeting of the National Security Council in January and in February of 2001, where Paul Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, and Donald Rumsfeld were talking about how we were going to get into a war with Iraq and how we could justify a preemptive strike and sell it to the American people. Are you acquainted with the book?
Paul O'Neill is Paul O'Neill has a grudge against the administration, and you know that, Stan. He's not a friend of the administration. He wrote that book to hurt it as much as he possibly could.
Do you think, then, that he's lying about what he said?
I believe he probably is. There are many books written about many administrations by people who go away mad, and they're in high places, so publishers are pursuing them, and they can write anything they want, and then the public is supposed to swallow it as truth.
But how do we
know that's true?
Well, do you believe that there was a plan in the year 2000 to permanently station American troops in Iraq? I would simply ask you to go to the Project for the New American Century website, newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. That is their website, the Project the New American Century.
That's an organization I've never heard of. Why would I want to put any credibility in an organization I've never heard of?
Well, maybe you should hear about it. It was organized in 1997, according to their website, by Paul Wolfowitz, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, a man named Liddy, Zalmid Khalilzad, who's our current ambassador to Iraq, there were only 27 people in this organization. And you can go to their website, newamericancentury.org. They have their names are up there. They will tell you who they are, what their plan was. And in 1998, they wrote a letter to President Clinton that said, "We need to attack Iraq." The letter's up there. Please check it out and find out if it's possible that I might be telling the truth, that I might know what I'm talking about. In the year 2000, they wrote another letter to President Clinton saying, you know, we've got to attack Iraq, and they put something up there called Rebuilding America's Defenses.
Is it just this website or these 27 people and you who are promoting this?
I'm not promoting it. I think it's terrible. I think that they're evil and wicked people.
No, that you're the one, you're exposing something that nobody else knows about.
Well, I would like to suggest that you could check it out and find if it's true. I would suggest that probably almost all of our listeners know about that. I think that there are an awful lot of people who do a lot of research, but why don't you check it out and just find if it's so? NewAmericanCentury.org, that's their website, or go up on the Internet and look up Project for the New American Century.
All right, I'll give my website again, please, olivetreeviews.org.
All right,
look,
but
this isn't my specialty. I think that there's an air of this anti-government conspiracy business that I find it quite deplorable. I really do.
Well, but
I do not think, as much as George Bush has disappointed me as a president, and he honestly has for probably 24 reasons, I do believe he is basically a good and a moral man. I do believe he's misled in many areas, and I believe he's misled spiritually because of his liberal church affiliation, so he does not fully understand the Bible and how the Bible plays into the Middle East and how it plays into a whole lot of things. But I do not believe he's a conspirator, and I find this discussion slightly deplorable.
I really do. Well, but would you just accept my challenge and look?
No.
You wouldn't even look at the website and see if it really is?
Well, I'll look at the website, but I'm not going to accept your challenge government is behind some vast conspiracy to whatever it is you think they're behind. The suggestion is that they're behind the plotting of 9/11. I do not accept that.
Well, do you believe that there is a world satanic conspiracy? Do you believe there's a Satan?
Well, Stan, you know, if I'm an evangelical Christian, that's sort of a rhetorical question.
Of course it is. And then, of course, do you believe that Satan sometimes directs the course of world events?
Well, he can do that in a limited way, but only as much as God allows him to
do that.
You're
absolutely right. But if certainly would Satan have a plan to try to thwart God at every turn, and I believe this is really what we're seeing in the Middle East, is Satan's plan to try to thwart God so that one day he can come to rule the world.
You're right. We agree.
All right, fine. And then I believe that Satan uses wicked and evil men. And I would like to, I just hope that you will take my challenge and go to their website, not my website, their website, newamericancentury.org, and read who is in this organization and read their program. You can read the whole thing in a 60-page pamphlet they have up there on the website called Rebuilding America's Defenses, where they call for a major incident like another Pearl Harbor. That's their term, not mine. And if it really is true, then I'd love to. Perhaps we could even talk about it again. But I, of course, do a great deal of research, and we have excess information that's coming from all over the world, you know, on a regular basis. And so certainly the NewAmericanCentury.org is...
I do a lot of research, too, Stan. It's just not... I'm not researching these kinds of things because... Excuse me, I need to take a drink of water.
Okay, fine.
My area of expertise is the Middle East and how the Bible is focused on it and how the events will play out present day and future. And as far as the government issues, that's not why I came on this program. You know, I feel like I've been lured into something here that I had... This was not my intention. I kind of left speechless here.
Well, I just hope that you'll check the website and find out if there could be any truth to this. The fact that there really are satanic forces working, drawing us further and further in the Middle East. But, Jan, I appreciate you being with us.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them, or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG, or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and if you'd really like to go into the background of the Iraq War, we actually have all the documents from the Project of the New American website that I think are important in our Iraq the Untold Story syllabus. And if you haven't got that syllabus, of course, that goes into the background of the Vietnam War. Of course, we had to go into that one because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't occur. And we had to go get into the Korean War because the Koreans attacked. But we'd been telling them that if they attacked, we would not defend South Korea. And of course, we had to get into into the Second World War because of the Bay of Pigs, and we had to get in the First World War because of the Zimmer and Lettern, and we had to go into the Spanish-American War because the Spanish blew up the battleship Maine, but none of those things were really true. They were all contrived in one way or another to bring us into into conflict after conflict after conflict, and I really fear that we're moving towards a major expanded conflict in the Middle East, and I really think that everything points to the fact that we're going to go to war one way or another with Iran. We may simply drop a few bombs on them or have Israel dropped a few bombs on Iran, and then we think that we can go home and just ignore it. Unfortunately, the people over there look at the world differently than we and I do, and you attack, an Arab country, they're going to come after us, and I really feel that there are going to be serious complications as this war continues. I was hoping and praying that the war would stop, and there would be a ceasefire and an international force coming in, but it looks like, well, the president says no ceasefire until everything's finished up, and of course, until Hezbollah has been destroyed, and I could understand the Israelis' point of view, but I feel that the Israelis are being used. I feel that Hezbollah is being used. The Lebanese are being used. And everybody's a victim, because I believe there is a cosmic agenda that's being enacted here that are drawing America, indeed the whole world, into a very, very serious confrontation. But I think America is going to certainly be the one that's primarily involved, and American boys are the ones that are going to be primarily killed. And I believe that there is a satanic agenda behind everything going on today. So if you'd like to get the video and the syllabus called Iraq, the Untold Story, I think it's an important source of documentation. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. That website, if you want to check it on your own, newamericancentury.org. That's newamericancentury.org. That is the New American Century's website, and you can see who was in their original organization. And I don't ask you to take anything I say for as gospel truth. If you like that article page out of Paul O'Neill's book, The Price of Loyalty, and he writes about how 7 or 8 months before the attack on 9/11, he was attending meetings, and here they were talking about justifying an attack on Iraq. It doesn't make sense, but I believe it's real, and I believe Paul O'Neill was telling the truth. In fact, he said a lot of nice things about President Bush in his book, but I think he was trying to record what actually happened. Then if you'd like to know what seems to be coming down the line financially, you need to get our syllabus on the Financial Tsunami. We have a talk that goes with that called The Financial Tsunami, and it's available either on VHS or DVD. And then, of course, we have so many other things available. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. The occult hierarchy. There are three pamphlets put together. They're only $9.95 for all three pamphlets, but it will give you tremendous insight into what's going on in the world. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website. You'll pull down our material. Remember, of course, we do carry health products and Berkey products. And if you get the Berkey products to us, you get a 4-tape set of video we've produced. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and ministers. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we're going to be back in a few minutes with Mr. Ashley Mope, who is a member of the European Parliament. I think you'll enjoy our interview.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
How could you turn the overhead light? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and I certainly am. Our guest this afternoon is Mr. Ashley Moat, who's a member of the European Parliament, and Krista, it's important that we understand what the European Parliament is, how it works. Because, of course, I believe this is where America is going in the very near future, as our leaders lead us into a North American community, and then, of course, uniting all of the Western Hemisphere and creating another gigantic trading bloc and really governmental unit such as they have in Europe and the European Union. Mr. Moat, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
It's getting really rather late over there, isn't it?
I'm afraid it's already tomorrow.
All right, fine. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Tell us what's going on in the European Union, and what is the general direction that they're going, and what's going to happen since France and I think it was the Netherlands did not ratify the Constitution?
Well, we now live in a kind of surreal political world in Europe, and it's not good. In fact, it's getting very seriously bad from the point of view of democracy, the point of view of sovereignty, the point of view of independence. We're almost living in a George Orwellian sort of environment these days, and the best example I can give you is the one you quoted, the problem that we now have with the European Constitution, or the proposed Constitution. Now, it was supposed to be ratified by all 25 member states, and two of the founding members, as it happened, France and Holland, both voted it down in a referendum. The rest of us didn't get a chance to have a vote at all, and you would have assumed that in those circumstances the thing would be dead, but not a bit of it. There are 36 different projects which depended for their legality on the Constitution being ratified. And I was at a committee meeting only a matter of a month or so ago, and the officials were boasting of the fact that they were just going to carry on with these 36 projects as if nothing had happened. It's lawlessness. It's the only word you can use to describe what's going on.
And I certainly agree with you. But is there any outcry from the people of the European countries or from Great Britain, you know, for the fact that you have a bureaucracy that is ignoring the law and going ahead and proceeding despite the fact that they don't have the authorization to act as a government without the ratification of a number of the parties involved?
Well, there is some protest, and people like me are trying to make as much noise about the issue as we can. But I think you really have to look at the situation from a point of view of the general public. We now have in the UK, as indeed you do in the United States, a very, very high standard of living. We have the highest standard of living that any generation ever has enjoyed. And people are very comfortable, and it's produced a kind of indifference to what the political classes are doing. And that has released the pressure on the bureaucrats. They now know that most people are very happy with their situation in life, and they're quite prepared to let the politicians and the bureaucrats just get on with it. And this is part of the problem. This indifference, this apathy has become part of the problem.
Well, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess, as Mr. Ashley Mote, who's a member of the European Parliament.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and now, what about the, I remember last time we talked, you mentioned that you were only allowed to speak maybe 3 minutes or so on any issue, and so you really couldn't develop an idea, and you really felt that most of what you did as a member of Parliament was simply to give the impression that this was a representative body, whereas the real decisions were made by a faceless bureaucracy answerable to no one. Would that be a fair assessment?
Indeed. The only thing you exaggerated, if I may put it like that, is that you suggested I might have 3 minutes speaking time. Normally, I only get one.
That gives you a chance to get your name and where you're from, and that's really only 1 minute. That's ridiculous.
Well, it isn't a debate at all. It's a succession of short statements made in umpteen different languages by very different people with very different points of view. Most of them are speaking mainly for the effect it will have back in their constituencies in whichever country they come from. And because there's a fixed amount of time for each member, there's no debate, there's no cut and thrust, there's no opportunity to respond to what somebody else has said, because if you do that, it means you can't say what you wanted to say. And afterwards, after you've spoken, you can't interrupt who's speaking afterwards, however much you might want to, because you've used your time up. It's not a parliament in any real sense of the word at all. It's a talking shop.
And, of course, then where are the decisions made, and who is making the decisions, and what direction is this government headed?
Well, I think since I spoke to you last, we have uncovered a great deal more detail on the answer to that question. We now know that there are over 3,000 secret committees on which none of us elected representatives sit. And these are officials drawn from member governments, bureaucracies, and consultants and academics and advisors and you name it, they have them. None of them are elected, and they meet in private, and they are the individuals who create the new legislation, which is then put before us for debate, so-called, as a fait accompli. It's done and dusted.
And, of course, you mean these committees are actually secret, so nobody knows who's on them, who's making the decision?
We now know what they're called. One of my colleagues and I, a Dane, have been working very hard, and we finally extracted a list of the committees. So we know what they're called and what their subjects are. But no, we don't know who is on them. They will not tell us who is on them. They will not tell us what their agendas are. We cannot find out how they are financed or what authority they have and on what basis. And furthermore, we can't get rid of them. And that's the supposedly 21st century democracy in Western Europe.
Well, would you be able to, perhaps in your 1 minute, get up on the floor and say, you know, I want to ask if we get rid of these, could we call for a vote? Can you do things like that?
No. All the votes are constructed carefully to fill 1 hour before lunch on each of the plenary session days, and it is all managed by the bureaucrats to give an illusion of democratic accountability, but the reality is that we cannot prevent any legislation that's being put before us from going through one way or another eventually.
Well, couldn't you get enough people to vote against it, or is that an impossible thing to do?
Well, it has happened on the odd occasion, and what then happens is that the original proposal or draft law, the bill, comes back in another form somewhat later. They don't understand the meaning of the word no, is what I'm really saying. It is a very frustrating system to have to cope with, and I think the only real way of looking at it is to consider, or I consider myself as part of an elaborate, expensive charade.
And that's
why I think we should never have joined and we should leave as soon as possible.
Well, what is the sentiment in Great Britain, since you represent... You represent Great Britain, don't you? It's one of the areas of Great Britain?
Yeah, the southeast of England is my constituency.
And, of course, the thing is that, you know, as long as things are so good and prosperous and everybody's, you know, living a good life, I don't suppose that most people would really be concerned enough to try to mount an effort to get out of the European Union. And yet, if you stay in it, it will ultimately mean the destruction of the sovereignty of Great Britain, won't it?
It's already done that. I mean, we're well on the way to losing any real power to govern ourselves. And it is part of my agenda that, as an absolute priority, we have to restore the right to govern ourselves. And the only way we can do that is to leave this lunatic asylum, as I call it.
Well, is there any support for that in Great Britain itself today?
Yes, there is. Every time there is an opinion poll on this basis, depending on how the question is structured, of course, there's an absolutely solid core of at least a third of this country, voters in this country, who would agree with me. And I think if we can find ways over the next few months and years to clarify the benefits of leaving and the overcome this fear that's been engendered because we've been members now for 30-odd years. There are two whole generations that have grown up that know nothing else. And we have to try and find ways of reassuring them that, you know, this is a great country. We're the fourth largest economy in the world. We're the second largest global trader in the world. We have influence to some extent in world affairs. And we're perfectly capable of running our own government. Thank you very much.
Well, could you explain to our listeners who really don't understand, because my fear is that most Americans really don't understand what would happen if we were to begin to relinquish our sovereignty and of course, turn it over to a North American community, which is the goal of our current leaders. How does this influence, or what has taken place, influence the sovereignty of what you do in your own country?
Well, let me explain this in very specific terms. Nowadays, because of our membership of the European Union, all the decisions about our agriculture, about fishing, about employment law, all of that is made by bureaucrats in Brussels, and it is totally outside our control. We have to do what we're told. That is the kind of scale of change which we've seen over the last 30-odd years. We no longer control any of those aspects of our life. We no longer have a seat on the World Trade Organization. We weren't part of the Doha round, even though that collapsed in a heap last week. The fact is that our interests as Britain were represented by a European Union commissioner who had to represent the interests of 24 other member states as well. We are being reduced to a puppet state like we saw in the Soviet Union for 70-odd years throughout the last century.
Well, now, how does this affect, say, on your laws, on your right of habeas corpus, which, of course, is the tradition that we inherited from Great Britain? And, you know, the use of local laws and does this impact upon, you know, the everyday life of the average individual, especially if they get involved with the court system?
Well, I'd quite like to come back to that because this issue has come up recently in the context of the three men who were extradited to the United States. I don't know whether this has made much had much media attention in the U.S., but last month, I think it was, three British businessmen were extradited from the U.K. to stand trial in the United States on charges of fraud, I believe. Now, they were extradited from the U.K. without any evidence having been heard against them in a British court of law. That is because Britain and the United States now have an agreement between them that allows this process to proceed without any interference by the country in which the individuals live. And we have an exactly similar situation with Western Europe. We have now what is known as a European arrest warrant, which means that if I commit a crime, which the Greek government thinks is a crime in Greece, they can demand my extradition from the UK, and I can be taken to Greece without any due process of law or any hearing of the prima facie evidence against me in a UK court. I can be whisked off to Greece and charged and tried under Greek law in Greece, and I have no redress available to me whatsoever.
Well, of course, here in the United States, you have to have a treaty by your peers, but certainly if I was taken to Greece, I wouldn't be having a treaty by my peers, and the whole system of law would be different, you know. In our society, and I think we inherited this from Great Britain, you were innocent until proven guilty. In other societies, you're guilty until proven innocent. Would that be a problem or something that people are worried about in Great Britain?
Well, there are totally different systems of criminal procedure, trial procedure in Western Europe. Most of it is based on Roman and Napoleonic law. And that means that you've got no jury. You've got probably a panel of professional judges, many of whom are colleagues of the prosecution. And there is no independent decision made by a jury of your peers.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there is such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Mr. Moat was just mentioning the fact that these three British subjects that were extradited to the United States under a law that the United States has never ratified. In other words, the British government simply turned them over to the United States, and yet there is no fixed agreement between the United States and Great Britain that the United States would have the right to take these men and bring them forcibly to the United States to stand trial for crimes they have committed. And if they've committed crimes, then why not present the evidence in British courts so that they would have a right to defend themselves? And if they cannot, and if there's a legitimate claim, then there is a place for extradition. But doing this simply by circumventing the law, I think is a very, very dangerous precedent, and I share your concern. But you know, Mr. Moat, so often, as long as it's somebody else's father or brother or son who's getting, you know, mistreated by government, most people really don't seem to care.
No, you're right, and it's a very depressing thought. You know, so long as it's not your family or your friends or whoever, you don't know, you're not involved, people do tend to switch off and say, well, that's not my problem. And it's because, we come back to this point I was talking about earlier, the indifference that we now have to overcome in the general attitude or the view that the political and judicial elite can just get on with it and we don't care anymore because we're enjoying life as it is. It's a very interesting comparison to make with when the times were hard. When times were hard, we all got stuck in. We all took an interest in what was going on. We had a political view. We voted when we had the opportunity. And that's being eroded too.
Well, you know, I think it's what you're describing in Great Britain is really what I saw here in the United States, what I suspect happened in Great Britain through the medical profession. And here in the United States, when government began to come in and take over medicine, they gave us more money than you could imagine. The doctors were making twice as much money as they ever made before. Government came in, you know, to provide free care, or essentially free care for anybody over 65, and then all the other programs to provide care for the indigent. And it really was great for maybe 4 or 5 years until everybody was on board. And then little bit by little bit, they began, of course, to cut back on their payments to the hospitals and to the physical therapists and to the physicians. And today, you know, doctors' incomes are probably 30-40%, maybe even less, of what they were previously. And, of course, then with inflation, why, they've been really markedly diminished. But they bought our support. Somebody once said they lined our pockets with gold, and we went along with the system. And it's almost as if that's what's happening to the British people today. They're living a wonderful, affluent life, but you know what happens later on down the line when it's time to pay the piper? When England doesn't have all the money, your economy begins to contract, and people have given up their freedom in return for temporary advantage. Do you see this as a possibility?
I think that's absolutely right. I think we only need one big economic crisis somewhere, and heaven knows what the cause might be, and in a sense it doesn't really matter, but sooner or later we are going to have a difficult period, perhaps a very difficult period. Maybe oil goes on up and up, and it produces the most appalling depression in terms of economic activity, and suddenly people's view, I think, will change, and people will start taking an interest, and they will start getting very angry with what their governments have done. And those governments, whenever this might happen, need to fear for their lives almost, because I think the backlash will be considerable.
Well, I certainly hope that people will become involved, because this is the only way to change the course, and for Britain, if they're ever to regain their sovereignty, to have a group of people in your country who are concerned enough really to commit themselves. And I know there are a lot of people I've talked to. I know you. Some of them have been in contact with you and arranged this interview. And they're not the rich and the powerful. They're just average British subjects who love their country and want to maintain it. And it's really, it's exciting to talk to them and realize that at least a third of the people are opposed. I suspect it wasn't opposed to the European Parliament. Do you think that number is growing as time goes by?
Oh, yeah, I think, as we were saying earlier, there is a solid skepticism, and there are quite a lot of people who are actively campaigning to try and restore the rule of law, restore independence, and turn this country into the proud nation that it once was, holding its head in an independent environment.
Hold that thought.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ashley Moat, a member of the European Parliament, and of course, he is a person who really thinks that something seriously has to be done. In fact, you'd sort of like to put yourself out of a job. In other words, dissolve England's relationship to the Parliament would mean that you'd be unemployed. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, you. I don't know whether you have this phrase in the United States, but we talk here about turkeys voting for Christmas. That's what I'm doing.
I think that. Do you eat turkeys? Of course, we have them voting for Thanksgiving, but
well, you do indeed. Yeah,
right. But that's all right. We have usually have our turkey both Christmas and Thanksgiving, and certainly I think that people have to do not what necessarily benefits them, but what's right for their country. Because If we don't stand up for here in America for America, and the British don't stand up for Great Britain, then both of these great bulwarks of Christian civilization will soon be lost. And certainly Christian civilization in Great Britain, it still has the vestiges of it there, but England is far from a Christian nation today, although its heritage came out of Christianity. Here in the United States, we still have at least many nominal Christians, but I really feel that Christian civilization, Western civilization, the highest pinnacle of Western civilization, is under attack today. And most people have no idea, even the foundations of these ideas of freedom that made Great Britain and America are different than other nations throughout the world.
Well, we still have an established Church of England, which is part of the state paraphernalia. But, of course, we have huge numbers of people who practice other religions. And we have a very difficult immigration situation, which has been made much worse in the last 12 months or so by the introduction of another 10 member states in the European Union, all the citizens of which are now free to come and live in this country and work here.
And get your welfare benefits as well?
Absolutely. And there's nothing we can do to stop them. And this country is one of the most overcrowded, congested places on the face of the earth. We have, I think it's 12 times the population that you have for the space we have available.
Well, now, is there any concern there about immigration? Certainly here in America, the immigration issue is really quite a major issue. In fact, there's been so much of a fuss about it on the part of our people that the Congress has defied, at least the Republican Congress has defied the President and refused to go along with his demands to make all of the illegals legal and certainly grant them amnesty. So is there a similar movement in Great Britain, or the people sort of throwing up their hands? Because you actually have no barriers. At least we have still here, America, the residual barriers. We still supposedly have a border, and which we're supposed to protect, but you really don't, do you? There's nothing you can do once you're in the European Union. Anybody from any one of the countries of the Europe can come in?
That is the position, and it's going to get far worse next year because we have a thing called the Schengen Agreement, which means that anybody living in any other part of Western Europe or in any of the countries that have signed the Schengen Agreement, and Britain did not, but that gives them free passage without even having to show their passport. And I know, because I've been to the borders of the eastern edges of the European Union, I know very well that there are millions of people living in Russia and Belarus and the Ukraine who know that if they can get across their border into Hungary or the Baltic states or Poland or whoever, whichever is the nearest place for them to try and reach. Picking up a false passport is a relatively simple thing to do. There's a huge traffic in counterfeit passports. But having got that far and having got a passport, they can then move right through Western Europe without ever having to show it. Now, that is a very, very serious situation.
Well, now, what is this doing as far as the job market in Great Britain? Did you need the workers there? And, of course, what's it doing to the salaries?
Well, you're anticipating the answer. The first thing is that we've got 2.5 million people here looking for a job anyway. So we certainly don't need more people coming in simply to fill those jobs. They are most certainly depressing wages, which is damaging the people at the bottom end of the social and working scale. But there's another issue here, which seems often to get forgotten, and that is this. Every time we encourage somebody to come and live here, because they want to come and live here, and they think that living here is a better option than wherever they come from, we are damaging the prospects that the country from which they have come, because they've lost that initiative, that individual's initiative and enterprise and potential contribution to their local economy. I mean, we've seen this in parts of Africa, particularly for a long time. All the best educated people from parts of Africa now go and live elsewhere, to the countries from which they have come, and the countries which paid for their education have lost any benefit that might have followed. It's a crazy system.
Yes, sometimes I think we live in a world gone mad, and other times I'm absolutely certain we are. Well, anyway, of course, this certainly is going to have an impact down the line. The burden on your social welfare programs, the burden, you know, on the employment picture, and of course, especially if the economy turns down as we anticipate it will, why, instead of having 2.5 million people looking for work, you may have 3.5 or 4 million, which would be quite a disaster, wouldn't it?
Indeed, it would. But we've got other problems too. We're not only importing people, we're importing all their dependents, because every time somebody comes in, they have the right to bring their entire family with them. We're importing crime. We now have a hugely disproportionate number of people born not in this country in our jails. We're importing disease. The incidence of AIDS and TB in this country is wholly disproportionate, and most of it is concentrated in the immigrant population. So we're giving ourselves huge problems. And then, of course, there's the issue of age. People say, well, we need all these young people to come and work. But, oh, young people get old as well. You know, it's just the way things are.
Are you having trouble then with your pension plan for the older people? In other words, funding?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The public sector pension liabilities are so great that if they were actually recorded in our national accounts, so to speak, you would find our liabilities far exceed our assets. Just as you have in the United States.
Well, we had a Professor Kiplikoff, who had actually, I've had as a guest in the past, but he recently released a report from the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, which estimated our liabilities, and fixed liabilities, about $66 to $68 trillion. And he basically said, America's bankrupt. There's no way they can pay off the money that they promised, and I suspect Great Britain is not too far behind, are they?
Well, the only reason why our figures appear to be different is because those future liabilities are not recorded in the accounts. They are just acknowledged that they will have to be met out of future taxation. But if the accounts were drawn up in a proper manner, with all the liabilities and all the assets shown, yes, I think we almost certainly would find ourselves bankrupt.
And of course, the great tragedy is, of course, as you bring in all the immigrants, doesn't this sort of change the whole complexion of Britain? I mean, one nice thing about Great Britain, having traveled there, 30 or 40 years ago, was, most of the people there were British, but, you know, increasingly, I know here in many of our cities, for instance, Los Angeles, it is no longer an American city. And most majority of people in that city are been born in other countries, and the same thing is increasingly true in other major cities like Detroit and Chicago. Are you finding this true in London and some of your other major cities?
Well, the fact is that London has become a truly cosmopolitan capital city. I can tell you, because I've been looking at the figures only recently, that there are now more children born in London to mothers who were not born here than are born to native British mothers. In other words, the ethnic minorities are outbreeding the indigenous population. And of course, it is understandable that huge numbers of newcomers are attracted to the big cities, and particularly to London. So that situation is going to get worse rather than better. And London now is unrecognizable from the London of my youth and childhood. It's a very real problem. We are seeing our national identity diluted, and it's a deliberate policy of government. And you have to stop and ask yourself, why is this being allowed to happen?
Well, can I ask the question then? Why is it being allowed to happen?
Well, I think it's being allowed to happen because, in particular with the context of the European Union wants to diminish a national identity and national senses of loyalty because it wants to establish a supranational state which will replace the nation states, and obviously diluting national identity is part of that process. So they have one reason of their own. I think the British government has another reason, and that is that they know that when people are allowed to come here, and in due course they live here long enough, they maybe get British citizenship, they then have the right to vote. Who are they going to vote for? They're going to vote for the party that let them in the first place. So it's a means of adding to the socialist vote.
And of course, the trouble is that it's such a short-sighted program, because eventually it will simply kill the goose that laid the golden egg. In other words, you have to be on a sound financial basis as a nation. You have to have a continuity of language. You have to have a continuity of culture. I mean, a person could be a black man. It could be a good citizen of Great Britain. But he has to have the same common goals and outlook as the British people do. And I fear this is not happening here in America. I fear it's not happening in your country either.
Well, I'm sure you will be saying in the United States, as we are saying here, if to these economic migrants, because that's what they really are, they're not asylum seekers or migrants in any other sense, the vast majority come here because they think they're going to have a better life, and one can sympathize with that. But they have an obligation, having got here, whether we think they should be here or not aside, they have an obligation to sustain and support the system and the traditions of the country that allowed them to come here in the first place. And yet we're not seeing that. What we're seeing is sort of groups, ghettos, if you like, of different ethnic groups who are then pursuing their own lifestyles quite isolated from the country in which they now live. And that isn't good enough. That really isn't good enough.
No, of course, you need a cohesive nation. You may disagree on some of the social policies as separating the conservatives from the socialists, but at least you all have to be proud to be Englishmen and proud of your nation. And when the majority no longer have any loyalty to the nation, then the nation state as such ceases to exist. Well, I just hope and pray that you and the people you're working with are going to be able to somehow reclaim Great Britain and maintain its sovereignty.
Well, we're certainly trying, but we're up against huge odds because, as I've been saying repeatedly through not just this discussion but previous ones that we have had, we have a system of government that makes changes of the kind that we want to see now extremely difficult, and particularly they are impossible as long as we remain part of the European Union.
Well, let's hope then that something will happen, that you'll be able to withdraw. Can you actually simply do that by a majority vote, or can the Prime Minister, a new Prime Minister, could he do that unilaterally? Would it take a vote of Parliament? What would it take for you to actually withdraw from the European Union?
Well, in practice, well, what we need is a majority vote to repeal one particular Act of Parliament, and that means 331 votes in the House of Commons. The chances of getting that at the moment are almost nil. Well, they are nil. There are about 15 people in the House of Commons who would vote for such a motion. And that's not enough, not by a long way. I think much more likely is that the European Union will eventually, and I hope it's sooner rather than later, but I think it has the seeds of its own destruction built into it. And I think there's a very good chance that it will eventually collapse. And it's going to be a trigger like the euro or the collapse of the euro that will achieve it.
Well, of course, the euro seems to be doing fairly well now, but do you think that there's a possibility that this fiat currency would go? Apparently, you do have some gold behind the euro, don't you?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of propping up that's been necessary over recent years, ever since it was launched, and I know as a fact that various member state governments have been supporting the euro quietly whenever it's been needed. We haven't had a major crisis yet, but the economic differences between different member states who are part of the eurozone, and that's most of the member states, not Britain, but most of the others, there are real problems with public debt. There are real problems with the amount of discontent and inflation which has occurred in certain countries. I mean, for example, in Italy, there are parts of Italy where people have started their own mini version of the lira, and they've reintroduced it as a means of trading amongst themselves. There is a lot of recognition now, particularly in Germany and parts of France, where unemployment is a serious problem, that the euro is part of the cause of that economic downturn.
Of course, that's the high value of the euro making your goods more less competitive throughout the rest of the world. We're going to be back in just a moment. We have about 3 more minutes to go, Mr. Moat, and then we'll let you get off to bed. But hang on there, and we'll be back in just a moment with Mr. Astley Moat from the European Parliament. Oh, do you have a web page at all?
Yes, I do.
Hold on, we'll get that in just a moment. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork.
Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
My pleasure.
And my best of luck. Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest was Mr. Ashley Moat, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with him. His website is ashleymoat.co.uk. That's Ashley Moat, ashleymoat.co.uk. And he has a lot of great information there that you need to get to understand what's going on, because it's the same battle that we've face here. And behind that are the powerful spiritual forces that are intent upon destroying Christian civilization. If you'd like to know more about it, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. If you'd like some dramatic presentations, let me suggest the DVD or video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the award-winning a program that put together by Chris Pinto. It's almost 3 hours in length, but I will tell you it's one of the finest pieces of video I've ever seen. And then, of course, his other two videos, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, Joe Schimmel's DVD and or videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. And, of course, he has a new program out called the Da Vinci Con. That's the Da Vinci Con. We'll be carrying that. And it is equally good. I really didn't think he was going to be able to parallel what he'd done with They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. But the Da Vinci Con, we'll have it in a few days. You'll want to get it. You'll want to watch it through several times. It's about the satanic programs in Hollywood intent upon destroying the Christians' nature of our society. And, you know, I saw some of these movies. I had no idea what the message was. I'm amazed, you know, when Joe points out what we really saw, I think you'll be amazed at it as well. So we'll be having him on either later this week or next week, or probably both, because he's going to be on all of our programs. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to get some of the other material we have. As you know, we carry the Big Berkey products, and now you can get Big Berkeys with Black Berkey filters. And so if you want to get the list of the new products that we're carrying, why, give us a call. And then, of course, you get the Berkey products to us, why, you get a 4-tape set of video we produced. And we want you to get them because you need them to get the fluoride out of your water. The fluoride is being used to poison our children, to increase the incidence of Down's disease, to lower sperm fertility, to actually lower the intelligence of our children. And if you doubt what I'm really saying, you need to go to NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. That's the website of the scientists and the lawyers and the engineers who work for the EPA. And they're trying to tell the American people they're poisoning our children. NTEU280.org. Find out if it's really true and then get involved. Or you're going to wait until your child has lost 10 points or more in their IQ. And if you haven't heard that latest talk we've done with Dr. Blaylock, you really need to get a copy of that. You need to get our 4-tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get our my video on, it's called The Hidden Agenda, and of course it comes with a syllabus called The Hidden Agenda. And you'll actually see all of these studies, even the government studies, telling you how terrible this is. But of course you're not going to hear this discussed anywhere on the media, because the media is controlled and they want to hurt our children. So then, of course, you want to get more information on the vaccines and on autism. We have a 4-tape set on autism. We have 4-tape sets on mercury. We have a wonderful book called Evidence of Harm, Going into Autism Produced by Vaccines. We have the book The Fluoride Deception, going into the damage that they're doing to our population through water fluoridation. And you say, why would anybody do that? Well, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are evil and wicked people out there. Why would anybody want to get us into a major war in the Middle East? Another major war. Why would anybody not want to stop the AIDS epidemic? Why would anybody ban DDT and lead to 100 million people being killed of malaria over the last 33 years. Understand what we're up against. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. Israel's Prime Minister says he continues to oppose the ceasefire. Correspondent Jerry Brodlander brings us the report.
Saying Israel is winning the battle, Ehud Olmert believes it's not in its interest to stop fighting now. He told a military ceremony that every day Israel further drains the strength of Hezbollah and reduces the military capability of what he called this cruel enemy. Olmert says he hopes a ceasefire will push Hezbollah away from Israel's border and prevent it from further attacks in the future. And he says Israel will agree to a ceasefire.